So you filed, the refund was sitting right there on the return, and then either part of it or the whole thing just never showed up in your account. That's the situation. And the first thing you want to know is who took it.
Right, and that's actually the correct first question. Because there are two completely separate machines that can do this, and people mix them up constantly.
Okay, give me the two.
One is the Treasury Offset Program, TOP. That's run by the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, which is the part of Treasury that actually cuts federal payments. They keep a database of debts that other agencies have referred for collection. And when your Social Security number matches something in there, they divert the money before it ever reaches you.
Before it reaches you. So the IRS isn't even the one making that call.
The IRS just hands the refund to the payment system. The payment system applies it to whatever's queued. Now the second machine, that's the IRS applying your refund to your own federal tax balance. That never routes through TOP at all. It's internal.
And the article has numbers on both of these, which is what I want to get to, because the scale is...
It's big. TOP recovered more than $3.8 billion in fiscal 2024 across federal and state delinquent debts. And of that, more than $1.4 billion went to past due child support.
$1.4 billion, just child support.
Just child support.
Then, $343.7 million to state unemployment insurance debts, and $197.9 million to delinquent SNAP debt, food stamp overpayments.
Notice what's not on that list.
Yeah, no federal income tax. TOP is mostly collecting other agencies' debts, child support, defaulted federal student loans, state income tax, state benefit overpayments. Federal tax debt is the other road, and the other road is bigger.
How much bigger?
Nearly $40.1 billion in overpayments offset against outstanding federal tax debt across tax years 2020 through 2022.
Wait, $40.1 billion versus $3.8 billion?
Correct. And that $40.1 billion is not part of the $3.8 billion. Different pipeline, separate number. That's the offset most taxpayers actually experience. And it's the one nobody's headline talks about.
Okay, so say it simpler for me. Why does it matter which one hit me if the money's gone either way?
Because the fix is different. If the IRS took it for its own tax debt, resolving that balance is what stops it. If TOP took it for another agency's debt, a state, a court, the Department of Education, you have to deal with that agency. The IRS cannot change another agency's debt. It doesn't have the authority.
So calling the IRS about a child support offset is a wasted afternoon.
Pretty much. What you want is the Treasury Offset Program line, 800-304-3107. It's automated. It tells you whether a debt is flagged against your Social Security number and which agency referred it.
800-304-3107. Does it tell you the amount?
No, that's the limit. It names the agency, not the balance. You have to go to that agency for the number and to dispute it if it's wrong or paid or not yours at all.
Let's talk about the timing thing, because the article has this line about the clock that I think is the part people miss.
So once a debt is certified to TOP, the interception is automatic. There's no notice window that pauses it. Nothing sits and waits for you to respond.
Nothing pauses it.
The only time-sensitive protections are filing Form 8379 as an injured spouse or requesting an offset bypass refund. And the bypass has to reach the IRS before your return finishes processing. Once processing completes, that door is closed.
Okay, injured spouse. Walk me through it, because I know people confuse it with the other thing.
Innocent spouse. Totally different form, totally different problem. The article says read up on that distinction first, because people routinely file the wrong one. Injured spouse is, you filed jointly, and the debt belongs solely to your spouse. Back child support from a prior relationship. A defaulted loan that predates the marriage.
And there's a worked example in here.
Hypothetical, but it shows the mechanics. Married couple, joint return. $11,300 refund expected. Husband defaulted on a federal student loan years before the marriage. That debt's certified to TOP. Return processes. Fiscal service intercepts the whole $11,300.
The whole thing. Even though
her withholding funded most of it. The joint refund is treated as one pot. That's the part that stinks. So she files Form 8379 to allocate the refund between them. In the example, her income and withholding worked out to roughly 60%. So her allocated share is about $6,780. And the remaining roughly $4,520 stays applied to his loan.
$6,780 and $4,520.
And the article is careful here. Those numbers are illustrative. Your actual allocation depends on each spouse's income, withholding, and credits. The mechanism is what matters. The debt isn't hers, so her share is something she can seek back, but only because she filed the claim. Do nothing, all $11,300 is just gone.
There's also this TIGTA finding in the article that runs the opposite direction, which surprised me.
Yeah, so the watchdog found 11,206 taxpayers were issued more than $9.1 million in refunds since 2017 that should have been offset to outstanding sole proprietorship tax debt.
So the system missed debts it was supposed to catch.
And here's why you care. If your refund wasn't offset, even though you have a balance, that debt did not go away. Interest and penalties keep running. A later offset can still land, or a levy can. And the same imprecision that lets debts slip through is why injured spouse and hardship refunds sometimes get swept up wrongly.
Offset versus levy. Define that difference for me.
An offset takes money the government was about to pay you. A levy reaches into money you already hold, bank account, paycheck. The article makes the point that the offset is the gentlest tool in the box. And for unresolved federal tax debt, the tools that follow are liens, the federal payment levy program, then wage or bank levies.
And the offset repeats.
Every filing season, as long as a certified debt exists. This year's refund, next year's refund. And an offset usually doesn't cover the full balance, so the remainder keeps accruing charges.
So when is this a do-it-yourself thing? Because I don't want someone calling us who doesn't need to.
Fair. If you're a single filer and your refund correctly went to a federal balance you agree with, there's nothing to fix. The money went where it was owed. And a clean, injured spouse claim on a straightforward joint return is something a lot of people file themselves with Form 8379.
And when it's not clean?
Multiple years of unfiled returns feeding the balance. An offset bypass refund where you have to document genuine hardship and time it against processing. A disputed debt where the referring agency and the IRS each point at the other. Or a balance big enough that the real goal isn't this year's refund, it's stopping the cycle. In those cases, the order of operations changes what you keep. File, then look at penalties, then address the balance.
Okay, next 24 hours, what does someone actually do?
Call 800-304-3107 and write down which agency flagged the debt. Then pull your paperwork, the filed joint return, both spouses' W-2S or 1099s, any notice you got. You'll need income and withholding figures for an injured spouse claim.
And if it traces back to an IRS balance rather than another agency?
Then that balance is the thing. Payment plan, hardship status, an offer and compromise. Which path fits depends entirely on your facts, and eligibility is fact-specific. But resolving the underlying debt is the only thing that stops future refunds from being certified and taken.
If you want help sorting out which pipeline hit you, the enrolled agents here will do a free case review. That's 888-825-7779. No cost, confidential. Bring the agency name if you've got it.